Marking the one-year anniversary of his order that sent a U.S. Navy SEAL team into Pakistan, where they killed al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, President Obama traveled in secrecy to Afghanistan on May 1st, where he addressed the nation about the Afghan war. In a speech televised live from a military hangar at the U.S. Bagram Air Base, the president outlined his plan to end the Afghan conflict, in his words, responsibly. Mr. Obama outlined the strategic partnership agreement he signed with Afghan President Karzai during the trip, which affirms that the U.S. and its allies will turn over security responsibilities to the Afghan government by the end of 2014. The agreement that will run through 2024 specifies two continuing roles for America's military: assistance with counterterrorism operations targeting al-Qaeda, and the training of Afghan soldiers and police. While some 80,000 U.S. soldiers are deployed in Afghanistan today, the president has not specified the number of troops that will remain in country after 2014. The newly elected president of France, François Hollande, pledged during his campaign to withdraw all French combat troops from Afghanistan by the end of 2012. A NATO meeting to be held in Chicago May 20th through 21st is expected to hammer out details of the coalition's Afghan commitment. Your reporter spoke with Tom Hayden, a former California state senator, veteran peace and civil rights organizer, and author, widely known as a founding member of Students for a Democratic Society. Here, Hayden assesses the motivation and meaning of President Obama's speech on Afghanistan and the role of the U.S. peace movement in ending the Afghan conflict.
You cannot depend on the statements of a president, not because they're liars, but because they are obligated to speak in so many directions at once to so many contrary constituencies and to shade their arguments, polish their arguments. So that's why people should be perplexed or opposed or dissatisfied. I've been working every day for 10 years on trying to end Iraq and Afghanistan, and I can say it with some confidence that we're ending the war in Afghanistan. But there's nothing positive in such a statement. It's ugly, it's unnecessary, it's bloody, there's too much suffering, tax dollars have been wasted. But, you know, there's a way to speed up the ending or just sit back and let it play out. And I think that people that are concerned about Congress should be pushing for passage of Representative Barbara Lee's legislation to get us out of there. They should be pushing their members of Congress to sign her letter to NATO, urging a more rapid withdrawal. There are things to be done that I would put down as chores for the peace movement to perform, not like some of the great demonstrations of the past against Vietnam or Iraq. But nevertheless, pushing Obama, or if you're favorable to Obama, keeping the wind at his back are necessary part of this.
Now, a lot of people will look at what President Obama announced in Afghanistan as trying to fend off his right flank in this election year by saying we're going to stabilize the country before we pull out all support for the Afghan government. At the same time, he's trying to signal that there is an end in sight to this war, which is very unpopular with the American public. The fact that he's committed U.S. special forces to be in the country and an unspecified number of troops to remain in Afghanistan and support the Afghan government until 2024 has a lot of people concerned that this could be a quagmire that we're not going to get out of for another decade. What do you think?
It's been a quagmire for a very long time. I'm glad that the majority of people now feel the same way. Remember when many liberals in this country and Europe, feminists, were pushing for the war in Afghanistan. Once you're in, it's hell to get out, because there's so many strategic and political factors. Rather than read the tea leaves, I mean, I can discuss the speech with you. He said some very specific things that are useful. It's just a question of whether people are bystanders or they want to leave this task to somebody else or think it's going to end in its own way. I think we can make a difference by pushing for a more rapid withdrawal through the Lee legislation or other means.
What are the opportunities when the NATO summit comes to Chicago, May 20th through 22nd? You think the peace movement can revive itself after a long slumber to be out there in the streets and demand an end to the U.S. and NATO involvement in Afghanistan?
I think let's let it be and see what happens. But It doesn't have the feel of a mass unified action that it might have had. I don't think that Adbusters called to 50,000 people to come camp out in Chicago is likely to happen now that the G8 has been pulled. There may be some street battles with the Chicago police. I know all about that.
Yes, you do.
I think that would be a diversion from the main issue. But what Obama is trying to do, and I think it's very flawed, is orchestrate an image that he's ended one war in Iraq and that he's winding down the second war in Afghanistan, saving thousands of lives and trillions of tax dollars. And he's got the power of the presidential megaphone and the media, so a lot of people are going to be convinced of that. And those who think that he's blowing smoke or fabricating an illusion will have, a difficult time. I admire them for trying to disprove where he's going. The way I would recommend, but who listens to me, is, you know, to unify everybody possible to demand that NATO accelerate the withdrawal from Afghanistan, period. Don't get into details. The French election guaranteed that the French troops, 3,300 troops, will be leaving by the end of this year, 2012, joining Polish troops, joining Dutch troops that have left. So NATO is really crumbling from within, because if you look at the record, this original Afghanistan rationale was to unify NATO, and I'm not making that up. That's what National Security Advisor James Jones said, Rashid Khalidi, the journalist, said. And instead, it's become kind of a nightmare for people in Europe who are really facing austerity budgets, cuts in social programs, unemployment. The last thing they need is to inflame more people in Afghanistan against NATO by spending lives and money there. So I just think we have to push that position and see it through to the end, to the very end, which might be in 1 year, might be in 3 years.
That was Tom Hayden, a former California state senator, longtime peace and civil rights activist, best known as a co-founder of Students for a Democratic Society. Find links to Hayden's recent articles on Afghanistan and other topics on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.